Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The trial of Jonathan Duval continues today, although yesterday's hearing in court was cut short after Duval became ill while being questioned. The former computer scientist has already admitted to the murder of his wife, Alexia Duval. Jonathan Duval became ill towards the end of the day yesterday while under interrogation. The judge in the Assize Court of Haute-Saône had no choice but to cut short the proceedings. Duval's lawyer said that it had been a tough day for her client in court. Last night it was confirmed that Jonathan Duval is in good health and the trial will resume this morning. The family of Alexia Duval want to know why Jonathan killed his wife. The public health situation in France is slowly improving thanks to the country's second nationwide lockdown to curb the spread of coronavirus. Although the number of confirmed cases remains high, the number of people admitted to hospital and on ventilators is falling. Health Minister Olivier Véran is due to give his weekly press briefing this evening. In the meantime, the United States has just confirmed that more than 250,000 people have now died of coronavirus on US soil. It is the highest COVID death toll in the world. New York is going into lockdown today, with even the city's schools shutting their doors. Elsewhere, Japan is once again on high alert after a record number of daily infections. More than 2,000 new cases were confirmed in the space of 24 hours, including nearly 500 in Tokyo. And finally, today, the coach of the French women's football team is due to reveal the lineup for Les Bleus' next two matches. Corinne Deacon will be sharing her picks for two qualifying matches for the Euro tournament. She is also expected to respond to criticism from the team's captain, Amandine Henry. A few days ago, Henry publicly criticised Deacon, accusing her of creating a bad atmosphere in the team. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.